analysis. Now, the biomagnification of DDT is the classic textbook example, so I've picked this picture out of your textbook, but you pick any textbook doing environmental chemistry and it does the same sort of thing. So we start off with water at 3, and this PBT is now parts per trillion, not parts per thousand. So we're at parts per trillion in the water, and then we feed our way up the food chain, so we're at 0.01 ppm. Then we move into the fishes at 0.4 ppm, then up into the birds eating fishes at 6 ppm. And by the time you end up at the top of the food chain, you get some pretty significant numbers. So the bioconcentration factor, the BCF, is up to 10 to the 5 to 1. Okay, so what we end up in the top part of our traffic system down to what was floating around in the medium at the start. And the reason for this occurring then is each organism is able to bioaccumulate the DDT. You saw in the case of the previous slide, we've got quite a long half-life of that material in the organism. In terms of the probability of that organism getting munched by the organism higher up in the food chain, highly likely that they munch on them and they still contain DDT. That material is contained in the fatty tissue of the organism, which is exactly what the organism sitting up the food chain is looking for. It's not looking for the bones and stuff like that. It's looking for the fatty tissue. So we get significant retention, and obviously this level organism is taking on board lots of the smaller ones down below. This fish here is taking lots and lots of this one here. So what we're doing is we're effectively using the organism to milk the compound out of the environment, and then we're using multiples of each of these organisms into the next organism. So we get very successful